This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's Tuesday, and we're opening with something I can't even believe we have to open with, but here we sit. Look, I thought the Myles Garrett thing was pretty straightforward. Thought it was like pizza. Myles Garrett, good. Pizza, good. I like Myles Garrett. I like pizza. Just didn't seem to be a big deal, but much like barnacles at the bottom of a boat or annoying fungi in your backyard, you do get a piece of the fan base that I guess doesn't want Myles Garrett. Kenny Cott assaulted the show sheet. Kenny also screens calls for the midday show, and Kenny was, well, fun word, gobsmacked at the phone calls he was screening about people who don't want Myles Garrett, don't need Myles Garrett, or use the ever annoying phrase, let Brad cook. I can't believe we're here. I want to give you a chance to tell me you lied to me, and I can move on to things that to me are much more interesting. But what, I'll play the Albert Breer stuff after I talk to Kenny, Rico. But what, before I go to Kenny, what, why am I here? What is this?
You're here because the people want to hear what you have to say, Mike.
Here's my message.
It's the other side of the coin. Not everybody feels like you need Myles Garrett. There are people who believe, you know what, we have all the pieces in place. We were just, you know, injuries away. This goes back to the stages of grief. You're still in that whole bargaining stage. If we just had all of our pieces and nobody got injured, we would have been okay. We would be playing and we'd be beating the Chiefs.
Well, that's a great opinion. Unfortunately, season's over. So now, how do we get better? He's a Hall of Fame player. Six-time All-Pro.
It's a here's how you know.
People are stupid. The fact that I'm sitting here and have to have this conversation.
I was going to say, here's how you know that it's a big deal. When pretty much every city, not named Cleveland, is trying to come up with some type of a package in order to get this man.
And more specifically, every Super Bowl caliber team, you have people saying, easy move. You make the phone call. Yeah. Whether it's Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, whether it's every NFC contender. Albert Breer, before we get to Kenny, said, Lions are the number one destination. Take a listen to what Albert Breer, why he believes that. David, it's Albert Breer, and I agree with him. Whoever you draft as your first-round pick won't start for this team. You got a couple extra picks from the Aaron Glenn hiring process, a couple of thirds. Well, what are we doing here? Kenny, you screen the calls. You've ruined the start of the show, so I want to start the show with you.
I'd like to start out by apologizing for ruining the nature of the show, this goodly show. But I wish I could tell you that all this is a lie and that these people, that some certain sects of this fan base weren't calling in and saying these things. But they are. There's the Let Brad Cook crowd, which I know you don't like to hear, but that's a very real part of this fan base.
Because it's dumb.
It is
dumb. It's like adults who believe in Santa Claus. It's dumb.
I agree. And then there's also this is the bigger narrative that comes, is when Hutch comes back, when the defense gets healthy, we won 15 games with a banged up defense. So we can win 15 games when they get healthy because they're going to be better. Mm-hmm. One problem. You lost both coordinators. And by the way, who's to say that this defense is going to be immediately healthy? David had a good point the other day when he said this is not like Madden. When your defense, when players get healthy, it's not just a snap of the finger, oh, we're 100% now. We're back to running order. It doesn't work like that.
Also, everything you said can be true, but here's a news alert. None of that has anything to do with acquiring a first ballot Hall of Famer in his prime.
But the point,
2 years left on his deal.
The point that they would make, not me, them would make, is they say, why waste draft capital when you can be a 15-win team?
Can I ask how it's a waste? For the dumb people in the crowd, how is it a waste to acquire? There are two comps for Myles Garrett in my lifetime, Reggie White and prime Michael Strahan. Maybe J.J. Watt, okay?
Yes, yeah, scoffing
what, how's
at this.
How is it a waste?
Scoffing at this makes no sense to me.
It is not me, but it's a waste because you believe that every year Holmes is going to go out there and get 5 or 6 starters out of every draft.
Oh, you like Terry Arnold?
So,
oh, like Rakestraw?
Yeah.
Like Broderick Martin?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, got it. Like Manu? Yeah, you want me to keep going? How about Hendon Hooker? Look, guys, it's not perfect. He's the best GM in football right now, and it's not perfect. It's Myles Garrett. It is a gold jacket player. Not at age 34. Not at age 32. Not at age 30. He's not a drunk. He's not a bad guy. Christ, he was up for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He plays the piano.
Just leave opposing helmets around him.
22 tackles for loss. An average of 15 sacks a year. Pull your head out of your ass.
What you are seeing, it's the, we have all the pieces in place.
Okay.
We only got hurt because of the injuries. If we didn't have the injury factor, plus, as Kenny said,
but it
if
happened.
Hutchinson comes back, but see, that's still a big if because you don't know how healthy he's going to be.
But that's the problem, too, is you can't guarantee no injuries. Injuries happen every single year to
leg.
Every single team.
Kenny, the fact he broke his leg, you don't know if it's going to be 100% when he comes back.
Now, how about Ollie McNeil might not be back for the start of the year? Anybody want to talk about that?
Am I wrong for saying it like this? I don't care if he comes back healthy or not.
You still get
Myles Garrett.
Okay, you know what? F it. I stand with David Hull. I don't think any of the reasons these Nimrods are bringing up have anything to do with this. Okay, baseball. The Tigers have a really nice pitching staff. But if somehow, some way, or the Dodgers are the perfect example, what's better than more? More. I have Aiden. You know what's better than Aiden? Aiden and Myles Garrett. Mm-hmm. None of these things mean anything. I saw a trade proposal today under an article titled Myles Garrett Trade Proposals That Actually Make Sense. The Lions would give up their first and second round pick this year in Hendon Hooker. Where do I send the postage? Mm-hmm. It's not even debatable. Players like this don't get moved. They don't. And unlike Luka, there's no drinking. There's no laziness. It's not like Myles Garrett showed up to camp fat. It's not like Myles Garrett dogs it on a bad team. I just don't understand what it is in this town. I Kenny, to hell with you for making us do this topic to start the show. I would like to start the show by saying, here's a ticket text for me. Go to hell.
David's got a couple of interesting ones. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start it like this.
I'll throw the number out and we can hear the ticket text. But how could you not want Myles Garrett? How? Hey, let me ask you a question there, Spank. Who's starting opposite Aiden? Who? You want to go to the free agent market? Get yourself another Davin Poop? Well, what do you want to do? You want to go draft a rookie? Maybe they could be another rake straw and just not play. Or, hear me out, crazy idea. Guy already enshrined in Canton at the peak of his powers. And all he wants to do is win. And all your culture's about is winning. I don't know, man. I need some time to think. You would create the most dominant pass rush duo in modern NFL history. Full stop. Think it over. It would be on par with the Super Bowl Broncos. Yeah, you're right. Let Brad cook. I cannot even believe we are on the air having to do this. Yesterday was a good show. We all wanted Myles Garrett. It was a conversation of how far do you want to go to get him. Now you got people saying a 1, a 2, and a 4, or a 1, a 2, and a player could get it done. Done. Even if I gave all of that up, never extended him, had him for 2 years. Done. Hell, tell you what, I traded all for 1 year of him. 15 sacks, 22 TFLs, and never once this year, never once would he be singled up.
You also would do it because you got a brand new defensive coordinator, and it's going to make his life so much easier that if you could put those two on a defensive line and just say, okay, guys, go get quarterback, go meet that quarterback.
The principle of it all has been defined by Rico's team in the NFC over the last 5 years. Our four-man rush cannot be blocked by your five or six-man protection. End. That is the system. I'm not demeaning Robert Saleh or D'Amico Ryans or Steve Wilkes or whoever they are. Now they brought Saleh back. They have a system. Do you know why they can play cover three the way they do? They don't have to go man. They don't have to bring a ton of heat. Our four is better than your five.
Mike, yeah, how do you think the Eagles had their resurgence? You know what? We're just going to come after you with our defensive line and say, who are you going to double? Who are you going to stop? Now, theirs comes from the interior, but same principle. You can't stop both of these guys. You got to pick your poison. I'm with you.
I know you are. I'm not mad at you. David, go ahead. Kenny said, yeah, take a text. I'll listen.
I just think that.
I don't get it.
For some people, it's almost that Detroit versus everybody. We don't need anybody else to come in here.
Yeah,
we
newsflash. Newsflash, you do.
We cut our own grass.
It's kind of how we went from being one of the most powerful cities in America to not in the top five. Yeah, we do need some help, okay?
Guys, let's see how Brad cooks in the draft and free agency before making any moves. Plus, the defense will look different with the new coordinator. That's from Jim C.
Yep, your brain is cooked. You know what you are? You're Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal.
Wow.
You're eating your own brain, Jim. What? Hey, let's do a live look at Jim C.
That was only the first text.
Here, Jim, want another bite of your brain?
We may just need to.
If you don't get the reference, it's a terrible movie. Don't waste your time with it.
But yes, he does eat his own brain at the end.
Well, he's being fed his own brain. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, have another piece.
Here you go again. I would rather trade up in the draft to go get one of the Michigan interior linemen. Football is a young man's sport, especially with injuries and the salary cap. Not trading the best safety in football, Brian Branch. Garrett is 29, maybe if he was 25.
Then you don't trade Brian Branch. We're not having that discussion. I gave you what today's offers look like. The Niners would deal their first and second. You would deal your 1, your 2, and Hendon Hooker. I you know what? Fine. Everything's fine. You're right. I forgot. When's the parade? Oh, wait. There isn't one. But that's okay, because I can lay the Lombardi trophy down next to me on my pillow. Let me just reach in your trophy case. I can't.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Yes, this is, you know what this is? Straight up Little House on the Prairie from you people. Yeah. Let me know when you want to move to the big city. bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah, Courtney.
I don't want my scared. That's just my Brad Cook. Morons. I'm not doing this. Be curious.
Let me do my.
Yeah, first. Yeah. Okay. You know what, Rico? You said it best.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had so much good stuff.
And we still are going to get to that, all of that good stuff, Mike. It's still going to happen. I think that this is the minority of people who feel this way. I'm not going to denigrate Lions fans out there, that most of them are smart enough to know.
I don't think they are, though.
No, David. Well, I'm not doing that.
I don't think most of them are.
They are.
They only know Lions. They don't know the NFL.
They are smart enough to know that they are now sitting at the big boy table. And at the big boy table, you need a jacket. You need a tie on. Yes. You know, that the bowl of water that comes in there, you don't drink that. That's for your hands, okay? You're at the big boy table now. We're going to act like we're at the big boy table. Plain and simple. Well, there's lemon in the water. You don't drink it. It's for your hands, okay? They know Myles Garrett will help this team out. Most people know that, you do whatever it takes. The fact that instantly 31 other teams are coming up with different proposals.
And the best part?
Including the Chiefs and the Eagles.
You're one of the blessed few that Miles would consider because he wants to win.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the league doesn't even get a seat at the table. But you're right.
And he probably could call up his buddy Zadarius. Hey, is it great? Yeah, it's pretty freaking nice. Come to Detroit.
Yeah, I made a Super Bowl ring even though I didn't win nothing.
Well, we're not going to get into that, but...
I made a captain's necklace, but I'm not the captain.
Not gonna get, maybe he was doing it because he knew something.
That Brad Cook, huh?
You have some people who just want to do this all organically. I don't understand why.
There's no such thing as an organically Super Bowl.
These are people who don't realize that, guess what? There are going to be some bad drafts. Every team will have a bad draft where you're going to draft 8 people... and 2 make the team, and 6 are at Walmart.
They're in a position where only 4 could make the team this year. If you really look at roster construction, you don't need all the damn picks.
Yeah.
And if you get Myles Garrett, what do I care? What do I care?
Huh?
So you take the calls whatever way you want. I'll make a decision whether I want to rejoin the show. Rico, I'm too damn old, and I've had it. This football team getting good may be the worst thing to ever happen to us, because what it did was it showed, it laid bare the unsightly ass of a huge amount of this fan base, because it is insufferable. Whether it's the stupid discotheque stuff, whether it's the let Brad Cook thing, even in the face of a generational player, or anything in between, I can't. Mike, I'm not built for it.
No. You're correct. You're not built for it. And after the Lions fans lost to the Commanders, your innocence is now done. I was okay with all of that because it was a brand new experience. I told Cookie, no, David, everybody grows up at different times. And for Lions fans, they had never experienced this before. And I'm not talking down upon, but 15-2, you felt like you were on top of the world and everything was going to go your way. Now, we all knew it's not that easy, but they had the innocence of, well, everything else is falling into place. What do you mean? We threw 5 interceptions and won a game on the road. We're invincible. That's not how this works. Now, after you lost, that was that come to Jesus moment. I have your attention now, don't I? Okay. Guess what you don't have to do if you bring in a Myles Garrett? You don't have to worry about outscoring everybody because you can shut down the other team's opponent. You don't have to worry about the mobile QB because you had a great pair of defensive ends to go after the mobile QB. So I think now we have their attention. I am not going to let the 10% of the people ruin it for the other 90. I'm not going to do that. So that's just me.
Take a call.
You don't have to agree.
Just take a call.
Jerry, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, I was just saying, and you can give up any kind of draft picks. You're not going to find a Myles Garrett. He's generational, man. You're never going to find a Myles Garrett in the top 10 picks, much less where Detroit's picking. You know, obviously touching a little bit on yesterday, there's a couple players on there I wouldn't give up, and that's just about you can't teach effort and you can't teach unselfishness. And the Lions got a couple really good players that fall into those categories for me. So, but as far as draft picks, give up whatever you want. Get this guy because they were talking about midseason, and I said get him then. It's not about this year, it was about the future years because you put him on the other side of Aiden, and oh my god, it's gonna be nasty. Automatically your backfield gets way better. I mean, you only got
everybody gets better. Aiden gets better, if you can believe that. Ali McNeil gets better. Everybody gets better.
Everything.
It's just
your new defensive coordinator, your new defensive plan gets better. See, Jerry's one of the smart ones.
I like Jerry.
Jerry, I thank you, Jerry, for proving my point.
Yeah. Hey, but you guys hung up on me the other day because
what happened, Jerry?
The screener didn't like because I said the English guy said that he didn't understand why the Lions were we were disappointed, and he said he'd been here for 40 years. And I said, well, if you've been here for 40 years, you should understand why we think the Lions disappoint us.
Kenny, why were you rude to Jerry? What the hell did you do? I mean, honestly, what's the deal?
I didn't do anything to Jerry. I was talking to Jerry.
Well, there's an accusation. You hung up on the man. Jerry, listen, don't worry about it. Next time you call, just tell Kenny I said put you on. We'll take care of it.
Thanks, Mike.
You got it, Jerry.
All right, buddy. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Some golf all day now.
Thank you. All right. Everybody calm down. I'll get it together.
We're here to six.
It's a blessing. We don't need Myles Garrett. Why would I want to give up a one or two and Hendon Hooker for Myles Garrett? I mean, let Brett cook.
Yeah, because here's the thing. For those who are even still wondering, should we give up the first round pick? If I told you that with the first round pick, you would get somebody who has the credentials of Myles Garrett, you would jump up and down and say, yes. I'm all in.
Those are the people who don't want Myles Garrett.
So, yeah, that's why you trade that pick, because he's a proven commodity. Anybody that you take is unproven, and you don't know. And newsflash, guys, most rookies aren't ready game one. Harken back to Hutch, first year, looked lost out there until he finally got it together middle of the year. Look back at, you know, Terrion Arnold. He was Mr. Pass Interference at the beginning of the year, and then he got it together near the end. It takes some time. Your clock is ticking. Your window is closing. You don't have the time and availability to wait years and years and years. You want to win now. You have a team built for now before you have to play the whole game of who we got to cut. Because trust me, Detroit, that's coming down the line. So be ready for that. But that's a different show.
All right, straight to the people. What are we talking about? Kennicott. He ruined the show. Basically, everybody calling the midday show didn't want Myles Garrett. To which I just can't believe I breathe the same air as these people. I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. When a player like Myles Garrett becomes available, I don't care what team you are, you take a look at it. You're the Detroit Lions. You desperately need pass rush help. With or without Aiden, you desperately need pass rush help. Myles Garrett is a Hall of Fame player. He's got 2 years left on his deal. He's 28 years old. He's a six-time All-Pro. You make the deal. One of the proposed trades that's out there, a first, a second, and Hendon Hooker. Yeah, where do I send the postage? It could be two firsts and a second and Hendon Hooker. I'd do it. So if you don't want him, I'd love to know why. Or if you know somebody who doesn't want him, unfriend them.
Let's go to, you want to hear what the Bears proposal is?
I don't care.
Allegedly?
Sure.
I'm going to need some energy out of you.
I'll just, you know what.
Bears first round selection, second round pick, and a 2026 first round pick.
It's a lot. I mean, it is. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And are the Bears in a position like the Lions? No. But I'd still do it. That's how much I think of the player.
Why? Because if you have a great defense, then that kind of nullifies everything else.
Yeah, they need, well, much like you, they need someone opposite Montez Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mark in Rochester, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Good, pal. What's up?
Yeah, you got to remember, like, you can never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. In the words of George Carlin, think how dumb the average American is. Half of them are dumber than that.
Indeed.
This is a no-brainer. I can't believe that people are not all for this. But, you know, when I heard the news and somebody texted me about it, I didn't get excited. I didn't jump for joy because I know what's coming. I know what to expect. I know the Eagles are going to lose the Super Bowl. Ty Roseman is going to go, okay, we don't have enough. And he's going to spin the death meter and go add another star next to Jalen Carter. I mean, Brad Holmes, I want it. I don't think it's going to happen. I've gone through this circus already.
I'm with you. I've tempered expectations across the board about big moves in this town. It feels like everyone's reading the, you know, how to run a team handbook of patience and draft and develop. Yeah. You're right. But, geez, Mark, it's the NFL. You're in your Super Bowl window. You desperately need a player like this. And simply put, you're not finding one in the draft.
And, Mark, what bothers me was that interview that Holmes did a few weeks ago where he – you know, was kind of asked by the media, are you into that all? Are you going all in? Not necessarily F those picks type of mode, but it didn't sound like he was ready. It was more of a we have a plan and we're going to stay the course type of thing. This would not fit with what he said a few weeks ago. This would break that mold. I would love for him to say, guys, things changed. I didn't know this was on the table, but I'm kind of with you, Mark. I want this to happen. I'm not expecting this to happen.
The other thing, though, is it's not necessarily F them picks, and I hate that phrase just getting thrown around. I mean, F them picks is attributed to the Rams trading a first for Jalen Ramsey and then trading two firsts for Stafford. That's not what we're asking. We're asking, okay, at pick 28, let's say you grab one of Ole Miss's D tackles or you go get that DN from Tennessee. They're not going to be 30%, 25% of the player, best-case scenario, then walking in Myles Garrett here and – all the fans that think that they know what they're doing, listen, look back over the past quarter century. Look at every Super Bowl winning team. They either have the superstar quarterback or they have superstars to go kill the quarterback. I mean, the Joe Flacco won because he had the Ray Lewis defense. Tom Brady getting killed by Brandon Graham in 2018 by the Eagles. I mean, you can go over and over again, but you have to have one of those two things, and maybe Aiden is it. Maybe he can do it, but why risk it? Go get the dominator. Go build DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller. It's infuriating to me.
I'm with you, Mark. What's the downside? Oh, it didn't work. And? Did we do all we could do? Yes. The Lions should be the first, second, third, fifth, tenth, hundredth phone call. I don't care. Make Cleveland block Brad Holmes' number. There's nothing else. You just look at every Super Bowl champion. Go ahead. Look at the teams that make the Super Bowl and then look at the moves that get them there. Sorry, it's not just draft, develop, and sign. It's not. You got to make bold moves.
Splash moves.
So, yeah, this, for a pass rusher, 100%. I'm in.
I mean, look at the Eagles. Splash move. Saquon. Let's go and get them.
It's every year for them. Think about it. It's every year. The A.J. Brown trade, they go out and they get Saquon. They go out. Oh, look. They just drafted a controversial player. Oh, look, they just went out and acquired X. And you're like, how? How does Howie Roseman do this?
Yeah.
Third Super Bowl in a 7-year span?
I mean, you look at San Francisco. Basically, you could put anybody back there and the running back game works. Let's just go get the best running back at the time, which was Christian McCaffrey, and we'll worry about the future later. That's where you're at right now. Detroit, you 1 year, I can say that you're probably still – at the top of your game, 2 years, but you want to make sure you take care of next year. Go get the best pass rusher. And here's the thing. You already got an in because you got Za'Darius Smith, who I'm quite sure is already in his ear saying, hey, pretty nice here. We can win a Super Bowl if you come here.
Let's go to Mike and Troy, 97.1. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Rico, you said yesterday about trading players. Excuse me, my voice is out. To me, Mike, like I told Kenny, I'm giving up Jahmyr Gibbs in a first and maybe more.
No.
Guys,
no.
That's why I call it stupid Lions fans. You don't want to trade for this. You don't want to trade. This guy's a generational player. He's a stud. Nobody knows if Aiden's going to be right. Nobody knows. He got hurt. This guy will come in. He's clean. He's great. You got 1 year window, maybe two to win a Super Bowl. What do you guys want to do? You know everything. Defense wins championship. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
When you played the Patriots, you had all those defensive lines rotating. What did they do? They buried Brady every time. That's why you won the Super Bowl. Defenses win championship, guys. Sorry, my voice is out.
No, you're fine, Mike. You should be sorry for the Jahmyr Gibbs plus first round picks thing. But I'll let it go.
He just wants to make sure.
Yeah,
that's why I look at that. Okay. He just wants to make sure nobody's going to outbid us. No.
And he's right. I mean, again, look at Philadelphia and Kansas City and look at their fronts. And even if your defense is healthy, yes, Hutch makes a difference, clearly.
Yeah.
But you don't have an answer opposite him. Aleem's off of another catastrophe of an injury. I don't understand the downside.
Mike, look at the one time where the Chiefs looked mere mortals in the Super Bowl.
Tampa Bay pass rush?
Yeah.
What was that, Shaq Barrett and JPP?
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
Yep.
That was a horrible
season. Vita Vey in the middle.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was running for his life the entire game.
You hate to see it. Let's go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, what's up, pal?
Hey, guys. I listen to everyone on, you guys are talking to, which is actually a luxury to have when you're on hold, so I like that. But, guys, I look at this like Reggie White. Green Bay was good, but when Reggie White got on there, they were great. And he wasn't just a difference maker. He just changed that whole defense around, and it was incredible. And the guys that you guys are that are calling saying, "Nah, we can't do," these are the same. I don't know. Is moron a really hard word, a harsh word to say, but really moronic, because these are probably the same people that said we shouldn't have done anything, or maybe just something little during the trade deadline, and that really jerked me then. And right now, the problem I see right now, guys, is the longer the Lions wait. You had that one ticket text that said, "Oh, let's wait till the draft." That's another moronic suggestion, because he will be gone. No one's going to wait until the draft to get draft picks. So I'm just, the Lions are – Brad Holmes, I really do sometimes. I think he thinks sometimes maybe he's smarter than he really is. And this is an opportunity. The guy wants to leave. They want to trade him. And the last thing, guys, that really it would just put the icing on the cake of putting the nail in the coffin is he'll go to Green Bay or he'll go to Chicago and screw us over for another 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's saying, "What happened? What happened?"
Yeah, it'll all sound like Kelsey.
Moron.
There you go. What happened?
I mean, yeah, and I get. And Rico, God bless you, man. I love you. I love you because, man, you talk about food on here sometimes. I know Mike doesn't as much, but you do. And I love cooking, smoking, doing all that good stuff. But sometimes when you're on here, man, it's almost like you're trying to encourage people to get smarter, and you can't sometimes. Sometimes people are just going to be dumb, and they're going to sit there in their own little hole thinking that, hey, this will get better because we got Brad. We trust in Brad, or we trust in Eisenman, or we trust in whomever. Guys, if we don't do this, it just saddens me, and it makes me less of one to watch. All right, guys, hey, have a great day.
All right, Steve, I appreciate you. Yeah, it's my fault. I try to encourage people. It's
to be smarter, but, oh, well.
It's why we butt heads sometimes.
You're right. I don't care.
Yes, you don't.
248-539-9797. I just thought it was such a no-brainer. I just didn't give it a second thought.
The biggest reason why it is a no-brainer, I'm going to reiterate this. When this news came out, 31 teams, all the GMs and everybody all started coming up with a plan how this could happen. That should let you know this moves the needle.
And you're only one of, say, 8 teams that has a real
yes
ability to convince Myles Garrett this should be home.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah, the Titans, yeah, we're not right. Taking that phone call.
Hey, it's Joe Shane from the New York. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah.
All right, surprise me. Hit a button. Let's do some form. What is this going to be? Can we say that, or are we doing some kind of blitz? Oh, Christ. All right, Super Bowl Shenanigans by David with music presented by Kenneth G. Cott. Go ahead.
Yes, it is a Super Bowl blitz here. We're going to go through some Super Bowl facts regarding the game.
Fact, Taylor Swift runs the league.
Players, records, different things like that. So let's start with the most passes intercepted. So the quarterback that's thrown the most passes in a Super Bowl.
I will say Kerry Collins 2000 against the Ravens where he looked like he owed the mafia money.
Is this one specific game or total?
One game. This is just a single game record.
Had five, Rico.
See, I thought it was Neil O'Donnell because I felt he threw 11, but he only threw three.
Collins at five.
Well, he is tied with Rich Gannon at five.
Forgot about Rich Gannon, but yeah, I remember.
You can't unsee the game I watched in 2000.
That was against the Bucks.
I would have rather been in Ray Lewis's limo.
Now, Rico, this is for you. I think you know this answer, so I'm just going to throw it out to you. The most touchdown passes in the Super Bowl.
That would be Steve Young.
That was Steve Young against the Chargers.
Bobby Ross.
Was it six?
It was six.
Yeah. Was the first pass of the game an 80-yarder to Rice right up the seam?
Yeah. I don't know if it was 80-yarders, but yeah, first play. No, I think it was the second, but yes. And ball game was over. Rice is going in there with his arms extended.
Privilege. David, go ahead.
Last Super Bowl they won.
Save the flavor.
It's privilege.
That was the last one they won, David.
Just let Carmen Policy cook.
Yeah, you guys have each seen a Super Bowl and won it since.
Let Eddie DeBartolo cook.
Oh, until his sister stole it from him.
All right.
Was that George Seifert?
Yes, it was Seifert.
Most receptions in a single Super Bowl.
I got a guess. And I think it was for a team that lost. Would it be Terrell Owens out of the hyperbaric chamber with a broken leg?
No.
He had a huge game off that broken leg. Okay,
he did, I'm out. But it's not him.
It's not Owens?
No.
Is it Rice?
It is not Rice.
All right, that's it. We're 0 for 2, and Kenny doesn't know anything before 2015.
It is James White in the Falcons comeback game. He had 14 receptions in that game.
And he scored in overtime to win it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
See, that was a trick question.
It was.
You know me.
Damn it.
So let's get to the single play records. So a single play. The longest completion in a Super Bowl. I'll give you a hint if you need it.
No. Steelers?
It is not the Steelers. That is not the longest completion, no.
All right, let me listen again. Hold on.
Here's
just wait.
The hint.
Yeah.
It includes a former Michigan State player.
Oh, okay. Michigan State receivers.
Wide receiver.
Won Super Bowls.
Oh, Hussein Muhammad.
No, don't think one Super Bowl. Just think being in a Super Bowl.
Okay. Hussein Muhammad?
Yes.
Wow, good on you.
Yes, 85 yards.
There's like Mark Ingram. There's Moose. There's plaques. There you go. What was that? The Jake DeLone Super Bowl?
Yes. 85 yard reception there.
Nice job by State, by the way. Couldn't get his kid to come to school. Really bang up job.
Well, there's a reason why. And if you take part of that statement, that's why.
Oh, no. Well, let's move on to the longest rush. The longest run in Super Bowl. Longest run in Super Bowl history.
Longest run. Is it Timmy Smith?
It is not.
All right, I'm out. Remember Redskins? The guy who he never to be heard from again.
No.
He had the most rush yards in Super Bowl history of 204, but not the longest run.
Give us a hint.
Terrell Davis?
It happened in Detroit.
Jerome Bettis.
Sean Alexander.
He couldn't run by the time he was in Detroit.
Jerome Bettis was in a wheelchair for that Super Bowl.
Who was the backup QB? Running back for
Pittsburgh? It is Willie Parker.
Yes.
Yes, 75-yard run in Detroit.
You know where Willie Parker went to school? Just for fun.
Wake Forest?
Close. North Carolina.
I was going to say East Carolina.
I'm giving you half a point for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Geographic bonus. Go ahead.
The longest field goal. This is for you, Rico. The longest field goal in NFL history.
Is last year, David. You know what? Your mother.
Wow. Jake Moody, 55 yards?
No, he had the record.
No, it is.
He had the record.
And Bucker hit a 56-yard.
Yeah, yes.
That was just for Rico there.
They set the record, and then it was like, okay.
Just for you, Rico. Yourself, David? Harrison Butker You're in last yourself? Year's Super Bowl. I am. I am. Longest pick
Check
six.
Check the building fund.
Longest pick six. I think we all know this one.
We do?
The longest pick six.
We do?
Wait. I thought, yeah.
This was
down the sideline.
Yeah, this was the Arizona.
That's generally how pick sixes work.
Arizona Pittsburgh.
James Harrison.
Yes, Arizona Pittsburgh. Yeah, James Harrison took it like 99 yards
down the sideline. What other kind of pick six is there?
You could be in the middle of the field. You intercept the ball. Yeah.
Okay. Arizona was going in for the score, and then he took it all the way 100 yards.
I remember two things about that game. How much I wanted the Steelers to lose, and Santonio Holmes was one of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
That was amazing.
I couldn't. I wanted Arizona to win.
And Hal Fitzgerald almost single-handedly won that game for them in the fourth quarter.
I'll always remember that one for the parade afterwards, and the reporter sitting there talking to Santonio Holmes saying, so Antoine. And it's like, I'm not Antoine Randall.
Lillard. Oh, boy.
I'm actually Santonio Holmes.
The longest kick return touchdown.
That would be Desmond Howard.
No.
What?
No, it is not.
Okay. Enlighten us.
The last time, well, not the last time they were in New Orleans, but it was in New Orleans. Think lights going out.
Ravens?
Oh, my God. He's dead.
Jones.
Yes. He just died.
108 yards to start the second half.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was 13 years ago.
Yes.
What the hell?
Yes.
Beyonce exactly. Shut down the stadium.
And then he...
Oh, is everybody happy now? She won her album of the year. Can everybody just shut up now?
Well, you know who didn't win anything.
What?
Got shut out.
Who?
We'll talk about that later.
I didn't watch the Grammys.
I didn't either. I just found out later.
Prince is dead. He couldn't win. Yes, David.
David Reed.
The longest punt return. Mike, you would love this answer. The longest punt return in the Super Bowl.
I quit. I don't
he
know.
He has cancer. Former wide receiver.
No, Kadarius Toney?
Yes.
Oh, man. The Kyrie Irving of football. But you know what? He did. He flipped the game.
65 yards, yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a horse's ass, but for one night, he shined like a diamond.
Now, surprisingly, and I thought there was one, but there's never been a punt return touchdown in the Super Bowl.
That is surprising.
Yeah.
That is.
I thought there would be one, but it wasn't.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Largest win for a team, single game, largest win in a Super Bowl.
Is it Cowboys over Bills?
No.
Like the okay. God, they beat them.
It's either
like,
the Bears over the Patriots.
Oh, wait a minute. What about the Doug Williams Super Bowl? They sandblasted Denver.
I was about to say, I know
that was the most points in a half, but they did not have the largest win. They had 35 points.
Is it Niners-Broncos 55-10?
It is Niners-Broncos. Yes.
Privilege.
45-point win.
Wow. What is it like just cruising to a Super Bowl like that? That's why you're paying for it now.
And then, of course, they also had the most points in Super Bowl history, 55 points in that game.
Damn.
So
that's like our college score. Michigan 55, Eastern Michigan 10.
Well, here's this one, and I'll close it out with this one because you talk about college.
Well, David, actually, I got one before you close it out then, Mike.
Yeah.
Since you only quarterback to play in multiple Super Bowls with no interceptions.
Eli? I'm kidding. I don't know.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Joe Montana.
Oh, privilege.
Of course.
Never threw a pick.
But you talked about college.
Yeah, well, on every pass is 4 yards. It's hard to throw an interception.
The West Coast offense. We're smarter than everybody. I'm Bill Walsh.
Hold on for a second.
Wah.
I'll close it out with this. Basically, this is a college number here for the most yards by a single team in Super Bowl history in a game, and they lost the game.
It's probably got to be the Falcons then. Not the Falcons?
No.
Most yards.
It includes the team Seahawks. That the Falcons were playing against.
Patriots.
It's the Patriots in that first Eagles or that second Eagles game where they lost with the
Philly special.
613 yards in that game.
And that was the game that Bob Quinn, you signed the numbnuts player from the Eagles. Vitae or whatever his name was. He gave up 9 pressures in that game. 9. And there was Bob Quinn priming his pump. We got to sign this cat.
Come on over here to Detroit.
It was one of the worst single performances by an offensive lineman in history. Boop. We'd like to offer you a contract. You remember?
I do.
Halalala Ramadama Ding Dong Vitai.
I don't even know how to pronounce the first name. So that is your Super Bowl facts.